Jimmy's sitting at his computer and he's working on his backup. Yeah. The thesis that he's writing is a load of shit, but we're very glad he finally finished it. He's finishing it right now, he's finishing the thesis. Anyways, working on his math homework, and you know, he's sitting in his little suburban house, and next to him is his beautiful cat. His cat is a beautiful, his cat.
Your cat is a big, beautiful black animal.
His cat is a big, beautiful black animal, more like a panther than a cat. Anyway, this cat, I'm gonna get right to the point here at the beginning here, is that this cat is named Booster Nutbag! I'll lead up to that. Anyway, so Jimmy is sitting in his house, he's petting Booster Nutbag, and he's contemplating digits and animals and the beautiful kingdom of numbers, numerology, and the natural kingdom. And you know, as he's sitting there, he starts to have a moment where suddenly it all starts to make sense. He's getting messages from the beyond, and there's a click happening, and he suddenly can see clearly. He decides to make his mind blank, surrender to the flow, put his blank space where his mind could be. And in this moment, Jimmy starts to see images floating in front of his face. And the first thing that he sees, he sort of sees a number. He sees lines going like this. It's kind of a triangular line. And it's the number 4. And he says, 4. This is something, this means something to me. 4, there's 4 seasons. There's northwest, you know, southeast, 4. And then suddenly he starts, the lines of the 4 start to move and suddenly become a quadrant. A four-sided figure, which is a square. And he thinks, oh, a 4, a square. I'm getting this. The message is coming into my mind. I see something. I see a 4. I see a square. It means something. And then he sees an image in his mind, a mark this, he sees four squares and four circles. He doesn't know what this all means, but he really feels like the great spirit, whether it's Iculus or the spirit of his second name, Iculus's other name, which is Holy Blankenstein, because he believes in the blanket. Iculus has two names. It's almost like Iculus is speaking. Holy Blankenstein is speaking to Jimmy. He's encouraging him that he's almost come to this thing. And he's like saying, Jimmy, it's like, you're getting there, Jimmy. He's like, yeah, you hear the voice of Iculus, the voice of Holy Blankenstein saying, yeah, like, yeah, Jimmy, yeah. You're, there it is. That's it. That's the voice. Yeah. He sees the four, he sees the square, the seasons, and on the fourth day, you know, God made light and divided time, because sunshine came as I and all that. Just when he thinks he's getting it, the force starts to change. It morphs. It morphs between his before his eyes. Suddenly, it looks like a six now. He can't figure out why it becomes a six. And suddenly he says, oh my God, a square with six surfaces is a cube. He sees a cube floating. And Holy Blankenstein, Iculus is like, you're almost there, Jimmy. You're like, you're almost there, Jimmy. There's the voice of Iculus saying, you're figuring this out. It's a four, a square, a quadrant with six faces. It's a cube. The cube is floating before his eyes. Suddenly, in a flash, the six-sided cube splits into nine, and he sees nine cubes in front of him. He's like, whoa, the six has become a nine. And he says, if six were nine, if the mountains crumbled over the sea, let it be. It ain't me. And he starts thinking about how much he likes Jimi Hendrix. And since his mind isn't floating anymore, the nine cube suddenly collapses back into one cube. It's one cube again. And he thinks, have I lost it? Put a blank space where my mind can be. I swing it to the floor. Whoa. He hears the voice of Iculus. It's almost like Iculus is laughing at him. Or with him? Oh, holy Blankenstein. Holy Blankenstein and Iculus create its many spirits melded into one. We call it the spirit of we, the spirit of togetherness. Hello. How are you? We hope you're having a good time. Is that us? It's Blankenstein and Iculus together. I don't know. He's got it. The six, the four, is like 46. That's it? 46 days. What is it? 46 what? Right then, the edges of the cube begin to light up. They turn red and green. They're bright fluorescent colors on the edge. And he starts counting them. He's like, oh my God. A cube has eight vertices. Vertices? The lines, the vertices. There's eight straight lines on the edge of the cube. And at that point, the cube collapses. Becomes an eight. So he thinks, like, oh my God, eight edges to a cube. Eight. And as he's staring at the eight, he's like, four, six, eight. What is this? At this point, the voice of Holy Blankenstein Iculus has become like a wicka 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 sound. It's driving him crazy. Wicka wicka wicka. Then the eight starts to turn sideways, and it becomes the sign for the infinity. That's it. 4, 6, 8 is infinity. It's everything. And he says out loud, it's everything. But as soon as he says the word everything, it's like he lost it again. He hears a flash. A flash. A flash of light. And it becomes a zero. A circle. He's like, oh my God, I'm back to the four circles and the four squares, but now it's a zero. I don't understand that. I can't comprehend what this number is all about. 4, 6, 8, 0. But there's a zero in front of him. He thinks nothing. Nothing, a zero, emptiness, nothing. And that's when it hits him. Once he completely thinks of emptiness, it all becomes clear. At that moment, the circle begins to tilt backwards, and it lands on a grid which is a plane, and circles on the grid. And suddenly he realizes, so clearly, the obvious truth, that it's becoming a circle, and that if you vary the X, Y, and Z terms, that would describe as, you know, a circle of radius one, the radius being the hypotenuse of the X, Y, and Z coordinates. And he realizes that the X and Y terms in the square distance from the two units of the origin, and he remembers that the square root of XX plus YY is the distance from the origin. So each of the circles is centered two units from the origin, obviously. And as XY sweep out of the range of B, the two units away from the origin, there's a vertical circle. Can you see it? At each point on the circle. And those vertical circles sweep out from the circle and becomes a donut. It's a torus. It's a donut. Oh my God. At that moment, behind the donut, the six reappears and he realizes that insects have six legs and that the back of a turtle's shell has a hexagon in the center. Six. Hexagon. Donuts. Donuts touching turtles. Turtles touching donuts. It's the very stuff the universe is made of. You see it? Do you see it? Donuts touching turtles. It was there all along. It was in everything. Suddenly the square appears again. The square becomes a cube, and the cube starts to tilt sideways. It's a rhombus. The cube is a rhombus, the ninth cube. Oh my God, says Jimmy, I get it. And now I know exactly what Fish is going to play for Halloween. Duh. How could I have not seen it? The number of hits that they've been giving us, how could I have not seen it? The Animal Kingdom, the Numerical Kingdom, turtles with six-sided hexagons on their backs, hepapod insects, come on! 40th anniversary, 50th anniversary, you know what I'm talking about. Okay. So, listen, he's so excited, he blows off the homework. He's so excited. The whole time it's been pouring rain outside. It's almost like the universe is listening to his realization. The sun is starting to peek through the clouds, through his window. The silver light is shining on his desktop. And he says, that's it. I'm going to post on my Instagram right now. And I am not kidding. Jimmy is going to post on his Instagram. What did you just say that? Oh, yeah. Jimmy Poster Dad. Right now, exactly what the Fish Halloween outfit is tomorrow. He starts typing. He's posting it. There he goes. He's sitting down. He's typing what the Halloween outfit is on Jimmy Poster Dad Instagram. Now, you're probably thinking, you're fucking with me because every year you guys fuck with us. So if I say he's actually writing right now what we're playing, clearly he isn't because I would never say that. But that's how fucking we did this year. We're telling you what we're playing on Halloween. It's on Jimmy Poster Dad Instagram. Right now, he is typing. There he goes, he's typing furiously. I can see him in my mind's eye. But all of a sudden, oh, there's a knock on the door. He's crushing my vibe. Who is it? Ah, shit, hold on. He puts down the typer. He turns around. He sees through the crack of the door. His father! Oh, man. Look, the storm's gone.
Jimmy?
It's like he's a petite chat.
Kiss his hand.
action of the boards.